Greco's Gig Guide.
Yeah, it's Becca. Wow. 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 Last night, Iggy Pop played the Opera House. It was just an old school punk rock show. Never seen anything like it. I mean, this is how it would have been at CBGB's back in the 70s in New York City. I mean, a bit more refined. But what we saw last night at the Opera House was just a highlight. And if you can get to see Iggy Pop on this tour, maybe Wednesday night at the Opera House, you've got Melbourne as well, and of course Blues Fest Byron Bay. You're seeing a legend. You're seeing someone who has been there and done that. And everything you've read about Iggy Pop, that pretty much sums it up. He has played so many amazing venues. He is one of the pioneers of punk rock. You can take a look at the set list right now at triplem.com.au. It was generous. It was a really, really big show. Wanna Be Your Dog was where it all started. There was an incredible sort of laid-back, sort of jazzy version of Lust for Life. I still really, really liked it. And there was a couple little sort of references to David Bowie sprinkled in throughout the show. Some Weird Sin, he was talking about his songwriter, his co-writer, who took a Iggy Pop poem and turned it into a song. And he's referring to David Bowie. And then a bit later on in the set, he covered Gene Genie, which was just amazing. All the way through to right at the end, Red Right Hand, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, one of those great songs, and it's been played many a time at the Opera House, but never like it was last night. Iggy Pop covering Red Right Hand. It really was an amazing show. You can see the set list right now at triplem.com.au. He looked great. He owned the stage. And when things got a bit stuffy and a bit snooty, he even got the crowd onto the stage to create a mosh pit because, you know, it's a seated venue. It's the Opera House. But he certainly made it a show. He made it something. And I feel so privileged to be there last night. So check out the set list right now. And we're going to salute Iggy Pop because he deserves it. It was just so amazing. More online at triplem.com.au.